It's Ahmed Owusu Knedu, External Affairs Secretary of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Community. I think it's very obvious. We need to use this simple common sense in situations like this. We've had it in the past where we have the backlash of issues. Basically, with any reaction that we have, you always expect some other reactions which comes out of it. So we know, and then we've seen incidents in the past happening. So because of that, we need to be very courteous and then be very responsible here, in the sense that we need to live in a way that we don't end up with ourselves being caught up in a situation where we'll be harmed by any far-right extreme guys here. It wasn't actually a message sent to just the women. It was actually sent to every member of the community. And then it's a kind of a measure that we always take, that in situations like that, we simply just advise them. I mean, you can go out wherever you want to go, just try as much as possible to be very vigilant, and then try to stay calm wherever you are. Try to live your life as normal as you are, but just be very vigilant. And if possible, if you don't think that there's any necessity that you get out into the public right after the incident, then it's best that you stay back. And then basically just stay in your homes for a period of time for the whole place to calm down before you go out. Because, I mean, obviously, we don't know who is out there. And we always understand that situations like that, we always have a few minority out there who actually pick issues from a bit of an extreme level and then also react in a very violent way towards the normal Muslims on the street. It wasn't. When you say public places, it's just specifically just referring to just... literally just anywhere. I mean, because what is happening here is you don't know. I mean, you never know who is out there. I mean, we've known of, our own MSP, Hamza Yusuf, even being attacked through the social media. We saw the incident in Ayrshire as well, where, the Scottish Defence League also out there actually demonstrating and that kind of stuff. So we will never know until something has happened. So the normal situation here is, In the moment when something like that happens, instantly you get, obviously media and all those people actually promoting the issue, make it sound as if it's Muslims who are actually causing this, even though those people have got nothing to do with Islam. So the moment it comes across as if it's Muslims who are doing it, those few people out there who are basically not fully aware of the correct teachings of Islam seize that opportunity also to attack. And for us to be on the better side, we just advise them. I mean, people should use their discretion. It wasn't an authoritative statement to them that no one should go out. No, what we are saying is be very vigilant. Ideally, stay in your house for a bit and then observe the situation, ensure that the situation is calm, and then come out freely whenever you want to go. But if you need to go out, then feel free and then just go out. Obviously, it comes to the same point where we've had incidents in the UK. We don't need to go very far. We've got situations where letters have been sent to the mosques in situations like this, where we've got, people actually threatening. So the best option was that people need to be very vigilant here, and then obviously our youth are basically the backbone. They are well equipped. We are in touch with the police, and the police will always agree to that effect that, yes, I mean, if you think it's necessary for people to man the mosques for 24/7, so that if any incident, they are not there to attack or whatsoever, but to be there, to be very vigilant, so that in case of any incident, straight away, the police are quickly informed so that the law is taking its course. Because, I mean, we know of incidents where the mosques in London were burnt right after the attacks. We need to be very courteous here. And then by so doing, we need to get our youth involved as well, for them to understand that, yeah, in situations like that, when we need them to come and just, be vigilant over the places of worship, so that if any attack should happen, they would straight away inform the authorities, then we do it, yes.